This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Festival of Lights, Diwali, is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples, and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. Our correspondent takes a look at Diwali celebrations in the national capital, Delhi.
Markets and streets in Delhi are decked out with vibrant flowers and light. People have been decorating the entrance of their homes with colorful diyas and rangolis to welcome Ma Lakshmi. To ensure a safe and secure festival for everyone, organizations including the police, fire department and hospitals have put in place extensive security measures throughout the city. Security precautions have also been implemented at important places. Festive spirits are illuminating major markets including Lajpat Nagar, Karol Bagh, Cannaught Place, Chandni Chowk, INA and Sarojini Nagar. Priya Mandal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the citizens to ring in the festive season by buying Swadeshi goods and celebrate the hard work of 140 crore Indians. Mr. Modi also urged citizens to share on social media what they've bought during the festive season. The Prime Minister said this will also inspire others to do the same. In reply to a post by MyGov India, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to buy products made in India and proclaim, "Gar se kaho ye Swadeshi hai." In some more news, the filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end today. Out of the total 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on 11th of November. Today is also the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on the 6th of November. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with railway officers, visited Anand Vihar Railway Station late last night to take stock of the arrangements made for the passengers in view of Diwali and Chhat Puja festivals. During the visit, he also interacted with passengers and asked for their feedback about the arrangement. Mr. Vaishnav said, strict action has been initiated against those people who circulate fake videos on social media targeting railways. The railway minister also appealed to the people not to circulate fake videos as this creates confusion among the passengers. 23 Indian crew members have been rescued after a fire broke out on board the Cameroon-flagged LPG tanker MV Falcon following an explosion off the coast of Aden, Yemen. The incident took place yesterday when the ship was sailing about 130 nautical miles southeast of Aden on its way to Djibouti. Early reports suggest the explosion was accidental, but the exact cause is still being investigated. According to the European Union Naval Force Operation Aspides, 24 crew members had initially abandoned the vessel and 23 of them, all Indians, have been safely rescued. Two crew members are still missing, while one crew member is reportedly still on board MV Falcon. On to sports now. In cricket, Sri Lanka will face Bangladesh in ICC Women's ODI World Cup at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. England defeated India by 4 runs in Indore last night. Chasing a target of 289 runs set by England, India managed to score only 284 for 6 in 50 overs. Smriti Mandhana's 88 along with Harmanpreet Kaur's 70 and Deepthi Sharma's 50 kept the hosts in contention. The win assured an unbeaten England of a semi-final spot, joining Australia and South Africa. And India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Kerala and Mahi today. Places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the next 2-3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.